boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I'm a little concerned for neighbor man's well-being.
Because,
you know, if you live in Cedar Rapids, I know, and you live in like North Liberty, sirens were going off this morning. We had some severe weather, some tornado warnings, All that fun jazz. And the tornado warning went off here around like 7 a.m. Woke me up right away.
Mm-hmm.
Shot out of bed. And I sat there for like 30 to 45 seconds just waiting for him to wake up to it too.
And he didn't?
He never did. Until I go, hey, the tornado sirens are going off. You want to like get up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like concerned. How did you not wake up to that?
The same thing happened at my house.
Seriously?
Yes. Except I think the first sirens that I remember going off were around 6 a.m.
Oh my God.
For Johnson County. And I didn't, I'm not going to say that I shot awake by any means, because Normally that is not my hour of day. Okay.
No.
I'm not awake. But I woke up and was a little confused, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, those are sirens. Oh, I should probably see what's going on. My boyfriend's just like completely dead asleep next to me, not phased, in REM sleep, like probably drooling. I'm like, what? How are you sleeping through this? And then they go off again and he's still sleeping. And he didn't wake up.
Still
until,
drooling.
Yeah, until my phone had the alert come through, which is extremely loud.
Yeah.
And like right in your ear. And that's what woke him up. And I was like,
you didn't hear anything?
I'm scared. I'm glad I was here. Because what would
that's
you do?
That's what I'm thinking. What would these guys do if they didn't have a woman in their life? Like, I'm like, would you have woken up?
Right.
And would you go to the basement if I wasn't here?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Makes me very concerned for their well-being.
You should not be left unattended ever, please. So we were just talking about how both you and I, Destiny, woke up to sirens this morning because of the severe weather that was going on. But both of our guys slept through it like babies, which I'm like concerned for and maybe a little jealous of, whatever. But I have another issue with severe weather happening in the morning, and I'm filing my complaint to Mother Nature, I guess, because nobody else
okay,
is going to be
Karen.
Able to do anything. I feel like it's not very often that you wake up to severe weather. It's normally like in the afternoon or at night. I really didn't like it this morning because, number one, it's a little scary to wake up and be like, why are there sirens going off? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, and this is for my fellow glasses or contact wearers, I couldn't see anything.
So you didn't know what was going on? You truly didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I didn't have my contacts in. The sirens are going off. I'm like looking at my phone, seeing what are these warnings and things that are going on. And then I tried to look it outside and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't see anything. Wait a minute. That might just be a me problem.
You thought it was the weather, but it really
well, I was like, how bad is this? I can't even tell. It's scary.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I always think it's interesting when people get on TikTok and they tell a story time about like a dating situation that they're having, and hearing how passionate people either agree or disagree with what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to hear what your opinion is
okay.
on this, because it all started when this girl named Elizabeth posted a video because she needed some insight, I guess, from outsiders to know, like, what do I think about this text message I received? Now, to give you a little backstory, Elizabeth is 27 years old, which makes her at the very top of the Gen Z.
Yeah.
What is that?
Age range.
Age range.
I was like, I can't talk. Age range. Thank you.
And this guy that she had gone on a date with was 35, which makes him a millennial.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Not really that big of an age difference, but.
Well, this works out because I'm a millennial and you're a Gen Z, so we could really diagnose this.
Okay. Yes. So they went on a date and she said it went pretty well. What the issue was and what had her questioning things was he sent her a text message that said, hey, had fun last night, period. have a good day, period.
Nothing wrong.
You don't think anything's wrong?
No.
Okay, so she in the video was like, am I being crazy? Am I overthinking this? Like, I can't tell if he's just like a bad, kind of like awkward texter. Is it the age difference? Or like, am I being too much? And there are people on both sides of this that say,
what does she want?
Well, I think it feels very business professional to me. I don't know.
Well, see, and I think that's the problem is because, like, I know that I tend to be more business professional when I text. I use periods, punctuation, all that fun jazz, and I capitalize my letters and stuff. And I know you, on the other hand, mm-hmm. as a Gen Z, you don't do any of that.
Here's what I also don't like about it. Because, he said, hey, had fun last night. Have a good day. Do you want to see me again? Like, I can't tell from that message. Hey,
yeah, had
a good time. Great. Have a good day. That's not like, hope to do it again sometime or when are you free next?
That was his way of sparking up a conversation for you to say, oh my God, I had a great time too. Let's do it again or something like that. Yeah, no, that's what I think.
It sounds like a business proposal and I am rejecting it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I'm sick of it. All my coworkers and all my friends keep making me do this one task. And I don't know why I am like the sucker who keeps doing it.
I'm not sure what to think.
And you made me do it today, too.
I didn't make you do anything today.
I don't know if you knew that you made me do it or like you like paid attention to it at all or anything. But what I'm talking about is like we've got station vehicles, right? We've got a couple different vehicles that we can drive and like, you know, to events or if like we're running a company errand, we could take that one, right? Or, you know, you could use it for whatever, right? But also if you're like going with a coworker to go do something, I tend to be the one who gets picked to drive. Whether it's a station vehicle, my own vehicle, my coworkers pick me, and my friends always end up picking me. And I'm just like, do I give off vibes like I'm a good driver?
No.
Or like, oh.
No, you don't.
So then why does everybody pick me?
Which I didn't pick you. What? I walked out of the building and you were sitting in the driver's seat.
Okay, well, there's that.
So I think your issue, at least with me, and I can't speak for anybody else that you choose to drive for.
But normally.
You just get in. So normally, I'm like, okay, go off.
Normally you do pick me. For the most part, you normally do pick me or like if we're going to an event and it's a couple of people that they always just say Destiny's driving, right? And I'm like, okay, it's just fine. Whatever. I don't care.
Not me.
But I'm like, do I give off good driver vibes? Like, do I look like I like driving? Oh, why do people pick? Is it because I'm older?
I don't know. I think maybe
wiser. Am I wiser?
Maybe because you know the area. I feel like you always know like what's up. Where are we going?
I don't know directions for the life of me.
Where we can park and stuff. Like that's the reason I never am like me, pick me. Unless we're like run into the gas station, I'll offer to drive every time.
Yeah.
But if we're going somewhere that I'm not familiar with, I don't want to be the annoying one that's like, can you pull up Google Maps and like tell me when to turn and all the things? Because I am so annoying about that. If I don't know where I'm going or where I'm driving to, I don't want to be the one behind the wheel because I feel bad for everybody else. So I feel like maybe you give off the vibe that you know where you're going.
But that's shocking because I really feel like I don't. Even today, I like kind of had a good idea of where we were going for our errand. But like, I still was like, hey, do I turn this way for you? When we went there, I was like, do we go this way?
Oh, yeah. I'm just as clueless as you are. So.
I'm surprised we even made it there.
Well, I think my advice to you is stop getting in the driver's seat.
Should I just sit in the I've sat in the passenger seat before and they were like, well, I thought you were going to drive. I'm like, dang it.
Well, then
it's happened before.
I guess in that scenario, you can call him a weenie hut junior.
I have a situation that I would like to know if it's a problem or if it's a good thing to do. So I just kind of want to rattle your brain a little bit.
Okay. My brain is.
You're like, can you not rattle my brain before a long holiday weekend?
Low power mode, but yeah, I'll give you the power I can.
Well, okay. So I feel like everybody's got something that they're kind of like obsessed with. Maybe it's like a sports team, like the Hawkeyes, or maybe you're obsessed with the St. Louis Cardinals, or maybe it's like a celebrity. We all know I'm obsessed with Post Malone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's like an object or a thing, like Tweety Bird or something. I don't know.
Sure.
Okay.
Tweety Bird.
I don't know. Everybody's got something they're a little obsessed with. You like Justin Bieber, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything else that you're kind of like obsessed with over.
I like my cats. I'm obsessed with my cats.
So you kind of like cat things too.
Yeah.
So everybody's got that thing, right? And I love Post Malone. I love Legally Blonde. And everybody knows I love gnomes, right?
Yeah.
So I just assume that if you see something like that at the store, say something. See something, say something.
Yeah, you want somebody to be like, oh my gosh, have you seen the Post Malone collection at blah, blah, blah.
Yes, exactly. So I assume that that's going to happen. And I like to do the exact same thing. Except for sometimes I see something and I don't say something. I just buy something.
Okay.
For instance, neighbor man is really into Wile E. Coyote from like Looney Tunes and stuff.
Okay.
And anytime I ever find Wile E. Coyote anything, I'm going to buy it for him because it's like rare to find. It's just like they tend to forget about him. They only really care about the other characters in Looney Tunes. They didn't really care about him as much. And today I was shopping and I happened to come across like a Looney Tunes shirt that had a lot of the characters and happened to include Wile E. Coyote. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to get him the shirt. But I didn't ask him if he wanted it. I just bought it. And I don't know if that's like something that I should have done or not have done, because like I don't know if that's a bad thing. Like, you know, at some point you have too much crap, you know what I mean,
right,
in your life. But I would want somebody to do that. Like if you see something Post Malone, say something or buy it for me, you know what I mean? If you see something gnomes, well, that one, just say something, because I feel like I've got too many gnomes now.
Well, yeah.
And I'm running out of gnome room. I'm going to be quite honest with you. Legally Blonde. It is rare to find something that's Legally Blonde, and I will buy anything that's Legally Blonde.
Okay.
So I want somebody to buy it for me, or I want them to say something, and I will go buy it myself. So I kind of want that to be done for me. So I just kind of do it for other people, and I don't know if that's the right thing to do.
Interesting. Yeah, you're saying, like, if you think I'll like it, just go ahead and buy it.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Does that
I would assume if you went to TJ Maxx today and you found something Post Malone, you should just go up and buy it and don't even tell me and just show up to work with it. And I'll pay you back. You don't do that, do you?
I don't know if I should, like, encourage your behavior, though. As your friend, I need to tell you, you're possibly sabotaging your relationship.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I hate to be the one that
I thought I was doing something sweet.
Well, and you are. Okay, so you said you saw a shirt with a character that neighbor man likes on it. And you buy him anything that has that
character,
that guy on it, because you're like, oh, he'll like it. What a nice surprise. And you don't even ask. You don't send him a picture. You just buy it. You take it home.
Surprise.
Surprise. End of story. Which I think is fine. And you know what? I like to do that to a certain extent, but I have to be like really confident that my boyfriend's gonna like whatever it is. But I feel like you're tiptoeing a line, because I know for me, I don't like when people do that.
Why?
Unless you really, really know me, because then I feel like you're putting that person in the situation of possibly having to act like they like something just so they don't hurt your feelings.
Oh my God, it's like Christmas when you get something you didn't want.
Exactly.
I didn't even think about that.
Right? Because how awkward when somebody's really excited, like, oh my gosh, I found this thing and I thought of you today, because it's really sweet, right? You have the best intentions. I thought of you when I saw this at the store, so I had to buy it and just bring it to you. And then they open the bag and they're like, wow. Wow, that's nice. And then you keep doing that, and they keep having to fake that they like all these things, right? And then that one, it just takes that one fight. Right? Somebody didn't take the garbage out or put the dishes away. And then it turns into, well, you know that stupid shirt you bought me? I didn't even like it anyways.
Oh my God, he didn't even think about that. And you know what? As I thought about even like glamming it up today and putting it in a bag and some tissue paper and like almost like it's a birthday, but it's not a birthday. I shouldn't do that.
No, take a picture of it, send it to him, and then set it on fire.
Wait, why are we setting it on fire?
Just to make it dramatic.
Don't be the one who shows up at the party empty-handed. Cocktails are considered a side dish, you know? It's holiday spirits with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I can't even lie. I'm literally so excited to be alive right now, because it is a long holiday weekend, which just makes me crazy in the best way. And Memorial Day weekend, I feel like it's the unofficial kickoff to summertime. We've got a past and present weekend kicking off next hour. So I'm like in the mood for all the summertime hot girl vibes.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I think summertime, I think margaritas. And I'm really into the sweet spicy right now. So I'm calling this my spicy start to the summer margarita.
I like that.
Okay, so what I did before this moment, because it took me a while, I muddled up, squished up some canned peaches in my shaker full of ice. I squeezed or juiced a couple of limes, and then I rimmed my glasses with lime juice and tahine. And if you know me and Destiny,
we love tahine.
God, we love some tahine.
We will have anything that has tahine in it.
That alone will make me buy something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so into the shaker full of ice, I'm going to add a shot per drink of tequila, and then a half a shot per drink of triple sec, which is like, we've had it before. It's orange liqueur, I guess.
Yeah.
So we've got peach and we've got orange going on right now. And then I juiced about a half a lime per drink. So I'm going to add the juice of that into the shaker. But if you wanted it more limey, go off, sis. But I'm just going to add all of it in there because why not? And then, ooh, I'm so excited about this. What makes it sweet, spicy in the drink is I'm going to add hot honey. I swear by this stuff. I'll put it on anything. I've never had it in a drink, though. So this is going to be really exciting. And I'm just going to
She swears by it, but never had it in a drink before.
I haven't had it in a drink. I'm just doing a little swirly cue. I don't know. I guess you can always add more is a good thing to live by. And now we shake her up.
Oh, what a weak shake.
It feels really full. Okay. So I know that there's like peach chunks at the bottom, which we don't necessarily want. So I'm going to do something I've never done before, and I'm going to double strain.
Whoa.
But I think, you know,
it's courtesy of my Christmas gift I gave you.
Thank you very much. So I'm going to double strain these into the glass, which again is rimmed with tahine. Is anything coming out? What the heck?
That is slowly coming out.
Okay.
She's like screw double straining.
I'm not going to lie. The peaches are clogging.
Is it really?
The holes a little bit. Okay. It smells good. It smells peachy. It smells limey. I'm about to get real creative over here and take my lid off and strain it this way.
Hey, I wouldn't mind a peach in mine anyways.
You know what? If you get a little straight
peach.
Oh, that
is so pretty. Very summery.
Mind your business.
It's a little snack.
It's fruit. It's not going to hurt you, okay?
It makes it healthy.
Okay. Ooh, it smells really, really good. Okay, I'm going to come over there.
Okay.
And I am going to deliver your drink, Destiny.
Oh, I'm so excited about this. This drink is kind of like a tannish kind of yellow, I would almost say. So it's like a perfect summer color is what I'm thinking of. Almost like a lemonade kind of color.
It's like a sunrise.
Okay. Oh, my God, that smell.
It smells amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I hope this lives up to my expectations because I've been thinking about this for weeks, okay? Oh, wow. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. And the tahine.
Oh, see, that's why I only did half the rim because I knew sometimes it's a little much.
No, I love tahine, but that adds a nice kick to it. Which
man.
I like. You know what I would add?
What?
A little jalapenos in this.
See, I'm so into the sweet spicy that I think if you wanted to kick this up a little bit and have it with some fresh guac,
mm-hmm.
I think we're really on to hear something here. So, yeah, why not kick off summer a little spicy this year?
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Date nights are good in theory, right? But I feel like they're kind of an expensive thing to keep up on.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you've been with somebody for a while. It's like, okay, yeah, we've been on a million dinners and it's going to cost us a decent amount to like go out for a night. What should we do to make sure we're like still having date nights? There's a girl going viral for quite an interesting idea of what her and her boyfriend do for date night. It's a little bit dirty, to be quite honest with you. They have date nights at the laundromat.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She swears by this. She says that it's significantly less expensive, obviously, and that money is going to something that they would have to be doing anyways. You got to do your laundry. I believe they live in a big city like New York. So they spend like $50 on their wash and their dry cycles. And then they go to the vending machine and they get themselves some snacks. Aww. And then they spend that time doing laundry together, which normally when you're by yourself, you hate it. It's not fun.
Yeah.
Why not do it with another person? And they say, yeah, like romanticize the stupid things that you have to do, but doing it with another person makes it a little bit more fun and sweet, I guess.
Yeah.
So would, if you got home and neighbor man was like, okay, I have a date night planned. We're going to the laundromat. How'd you feel about that?
Well, we got laundry at home. So I think...
Okay, I guess let's think of a...
Let's do laundry together. I got a date night idea. Let's do laundry together. No. I'll light a candle. Let's eat some snacks and fold some things together.
You're down?
This is hot.
Really?
Yeah. This is hot.
Oh my gosh.
I think nobody thinks laundry is fun.
It's so not. It's
if you
not.
Can, one, hang out anytime you're with your significant other... It is so much fun. It could be the stupidest thing in the world, like laundry, and it is fun. So I, like, it could be laundry and I'll have a blast with him. I already know it. So I'm down for this.
I'm glad you are, because I was like, folding laundry makes me cranky. And I think even with another person, this date would end with me
getting
not,
mad.
Yeah, getting
wait until you get to the fitted sheets.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.